All right, it's always a good day to hear from the head coach for the Siena Saints women's basketball team, Allie Jacks. But even better, because there's a lot of good things going on with the women's Saints, and there's some news coming from the MAC. First of all, Coach, how have you been? It's been way too long since we talked to you.
Hey, guys. I've been hanging in there one day at a time, I think, just like everybody else. But, hopefully starting to see some light at the end of the tunnel and get back in the office one of these days sometime soon.
Yeah, well, all right, so the news came down just about an hour ago. The MAC agreed that they're not going to let student athletes work out on campus for June and July. So, you know, as somebody who's, you know, waiting for that light at the end of the tunnel, I took a bit of a gut punch on that one.
You know what? I honestly was expecting that. I think it's fair for everybody, because as some states start to open ahead of others, it would be an unfair advantage for, you know, if one state's ahead of somebody else. So I think that just keeps it fair and simple across the board. We had to revamp all of our summer workouts and everything that we normally do, but that's all been taken care of and done, and it's in the hands of our kids. And you know, it's kind of going back to how it was about 10 years ago before everybody started going to summer school, you know, just to have workouts and everything, where there's a little bit more responsibility on the student athlete right now. And that can be a little scary, but I've got a mature group and they've been getting after it. So it's been good.
Coach Allie Jacks with us right now talking about Siena women's basketball. And you don't sound shocked at all, and I completely understand and respect the fairness of it, which I didn't want fairness. I wanted you guys to be open first and get a leg up. I just realized, like, there could be, like, a benefit to this public mask policy. Is there, like, you could, like, I know you just, you know, cough twice if you've secretly got your staff out there in masks watching to see if the ladies are working out appropriately.
Okay, I don't even know what you just said. It didn't even make any sense.
Well, I'm just saying, like, we're trusting the athletes to work out on their own. That's got to be.
Imagine that.
Well,
they
right.
like basketball and they want to get better and they want to actually, you know, win a championship before they graduate.
That's not at all scary. You don't worry at all that somebody's going to come in, you know, not where they need to be.
Listen, it was so long ago when I was in college that my coach handed me a summer workout plan and said, do it. And I either did it or I didn't. You know, I think we started babysitting these guys a little bit too much. And, you know, I do have the advantage of having 8 upperclassmen, which I can't remember the last time, if ever, that happened for us. You know, so part of it for me right now is I've got a team that knows the ropes, and you're either going to do the work and you're going to reap some benefits from it, or you're going to do the work and it wasn't enough work, or you're not going to work and you're going to get your butt kicked. So
makes sense. You want to put in the work, you want to get better.
Guys,
right? Exactly. What you mentioned there, like about 10 years ago, how it was a little bit different for the NCAA and athletics and things like that. For those that know what you're kind of talking about, take us through that, how things have changed and what it does for you, if anything.
Right. So back when I worked at GW, which was what, 8-12 years ago, we didn't have, they would go to summer school, but we weren't allowed to work with them anyways. So they would stay on campus, and we didn't have any hours that we were allowed. Then the NCAA allowed 8 hours of strength and conditioning. Then they allowed 2 hours of on the court. Last summer, it got up to whatever you want in the 8 hours you can do with student athletes per week. So it gave coaches a lot more freedom to be able to figure out, okay, you know, they're going to get 4 hours in the weight room and we're going to get 4 hours on the court and we need to work on this, this, and this. So, you know, the thought behind it was to give coaches more access and develop our game and all of that, which is great. It's been hard to juggle that with recruiting in July. Now we don't have either, so we've had to totally shift gears and be able to adjust. And there's been, you know, some frustration with it, but I'm kind of the mindset that, okay, this is an opportunity and we just got to be able to adjust.
Coach Allie Jacks joining us here on the phone lines on 104.5 The Team. Coach, don't sell yourself short, by the way. I'm sitting here, and LeVac will back me up. I'm looking at some of the recruits you guys have brought in over the last few weeks, and I'm like, man, Coach is crushing it right now with recruiting and some of the players you're bringing in. Now, I know because of NCAA rules, you can't talk about everybody, but just for those that we can discuss, take us through some of the new additions to the program.
Right. So we have 2 freshmen that we signed in the fall who will be freshmen for us, and Elijah Jackson from Albany High, who's a local player that, you know, I think half the stands will get filled up just because we've signed her and she's going to be a freshman And then Chantel Gonzalez, who's a 6'8" post player from Miami, Florida. And then we took a fifth-year transfer, Isis Young. She goes by Ice. She played at Florida and Syracuse. And she's just very mature, very put together. And I think she's going to make an immediate impact for us. And then I can confirm we have a couple commitments in the junior class, which we're very excited about.
It's Coach Allie Jacks with us. Just so you know, I'm sure you're already aware, Gaz, gigantic Cuse homer. The second Ice agreed to join the team and was part of everything, and he found that out, he started blowing my phone up with like total excitement.
She's a stud on and off the court. She's a stud.
She's great. She's just so mature. Very, very, very intelligent. I enjoy just calling and talking to her, honestly. Like, she's great. And, you know, she's had some bad luck with injuries, and I think that, you know, she's working really hard to put that behind her. And had played and knew a couple of our former players, so we had to fight hard to get her. Honestly, we had to really fight to get her. But you know, hopefully it all works out for everybody, because she deserves to finish her career on a positive note. And we're just happy to have her.
Oh, by the way, she can intern here every time she wants, because she actually
she gonna take your job,
right? Yeah, I'm nervous about it, Coach. For those that don't know, didn't she interview you as a part of the media following a game?
Yeah, she did. She covered our game at Manhattan, and it was funny because when her name first went in the portal, one of my assistants mentioned it. I'm like, she interviewed me at the game. It was actually a great game that, you know, we were down and we came back, and typical us. And she interviewed me before the game because we had lost badly to Manhattan earlier in the year, and she was like, "Now Manhattan beat you guys." I'm like, "Beat us?" I'm like, "Ice, they blew us out." And she just started cracking up. It was really kind of a funny interview, but. My first time I called her, I'm like, "Do you remember me?" She's like, "Of course I remember you." So we've just had great conversations since. And yeah, she's got a face for television, though, guys. I don't know how she's going to be on the radio very long.
That's the one thing that we have safety over here in the world of radio. Luckily, very attractive people don't usually stay here very long. You know, say what you want about us with that.
Coach, you mentioned the local product there, Jackson from Albany High. Have you guys had a connection even going further back from her commitment? How long have you been able to follow her career?
Well, she was one of our campers way, way back. It's funny. I've got pictures of her and another player from like when they were 8 years old at camp.
8 years
winning
old.
Like the shooting contest. Yeah, I've got this really cute picture, and then we took a recent one. So yeah, they were campers. And yeah, just I'm really excited about her.
Coach Allie Jacks with us right now, talking to Siena women's hoops. And Coach, if you know, obviously this is one of the you know, weirdest periods of time that I can remember, you know, just in the United States of America, but if you take out everything except for just recruiting and just you preparing for this season, it looks like you're having one of your favorite off seasons that I can actually remember as knowing you.
Well, I think things have been really heavy the last couple weeks, and I don't know how else to describe that. I think personal conversations that I've had with players and listening to where our team is and really trying to help them through a historical time in our country, right? On top of the pandemic, on top of everything else. I think initially coming out of the season and going into this weird space of you can't leave your house, and, you know, for me, not being able to see my players and getting to the point where, like, I could accept the fact that, like, I wasn't going to see them for a while, and then trying to just shift everything and move everything forward. And with everything that's happened in the last couple weeks, you know, I think we're going to look back on this in a couple of years and really be able to understand, you know, someone's got a bigger plan for us. And I really didn't figure this out until like 2.5-3 years ago, that like you can try to control everything you want all the time, but there's a higher power that's pulling the strings and controlling everything. And, you know, maybe change is really coming, and maybe positive change is really headed our way this time. And maybe the pandemic was a catalyst for all of it. Who knows? I think obviously a lot of history books are going to be rewritten, and it's just going to be interesting to see where we go. But I've got a bright team that's that went through a really, really tough time for about a week and a half of just not understanding everything that was going on. And it just, everything on the news was so painful. But I'm really proud of some of the solutions they've come up with as far as their initiative to try to get all student athletes on our campus registered to vote. We're trying to get that, you know, to carry over to other schools in our conference and maybe other schools across the country. But that's one thing that our players have really kind of made a goal of having happen, and just kind of doing the work. You know, we all want change, but you have to do the work to make change happen, and just kind of understand how their voice can be heard. The last couple of days have been kind of inspiring to be a part of that.
Yes, you and your players should be seriously proud of what you guys have been able to accomplish and how you've been using social media to share that message. It's been a great job by everybody involved. I just got to ask you one more basketball question here, too. For the schedule itself, is everything set? Are things still moving? Do you have everything basically locked in place for the upcoming winter and fall and all those things?
Yeah, our schedule's done. We're waiting. We have to get contracts together because we haven't signed contracts or gotten them to other schools. That's, you know, paperwork that needs to get done from our athletic department before we can release everything. But our non-conference is done. I was actually just on a head coach's call, and we're talking about, okay, if we're not allowed to fly anywhere, if we're not allowed to do this, if we have, you know, there's a lot of moving parts to this. How are we going to travel? How can you, you know, for sports that take vans, you can't take vans anymore because you're too close to people next to you. Like, there's just a lot of planning that needs to go into us being able to compete. And I think those are the working groups that are really getting after right now, giving us some guidelines moving forward. But as of right now, the schedule is done. It could change because everything seems to be changing in 2020, right, guys?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. All right, so is it probably 2021 when you can just focus on basketball again? Is that what we're looking
for? Baby, I'm a head coach. I never get to just focus on basketball. That goes out the window when you leave being an assistant. I got to do more basketball as an assistant than I do as a head coach. Any head coach will tell you that, too. I'm teasing. I have no idea. I'm working with my kids as best as I can. We developed individual workouts for each of them for the month of June, and we're going to have new ones for July. And, you know, they've got a voice in that. So we're just taking it a day at a time and trying to just live for where we are, because God knows it can change in a hurry.
Well, Coach Allie Jacks, we love when you have time to join us. And I love the Register to Vote initiative, because I think it's more important now than ever to, you know, not only reinforce that everyone has a voice, but to show them the ways to use it and open their platforms for them. So you just keep up the great work as always, and we look forward to seeing you back on the court.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Got it to the working. No matter what you want to accomplish, you got to work.
Thank God you don't have my Zoom meetings, because I have not put any work in at all.
Not even putting pants on.
Yeah, I've worn shorts the entire time this has been happening, and those are the good days.
Oh, my God, you're so funny. I can't wait to see you, man. You're probably the only person that would say that out loud.
Yeah. You can probably just go on Google Earth. You'll be able to see me. It's me in the Great Wall of China, right from space.
Goodbye, Coach.
Bye,
Coach. There she goes, Coach Allie Jacks.
She probably wanted to leave like 2 minutes earlier. It's okay.
No, she loves us. She loves us.